Ready. Right now, I'm seeing 50 Cent in the studio dance right now. Why up here wonder? What really are going? Is it the intro song or what? What are you guys doing? My name is DJ Baby Joe on your radio. You know the vibe. You know the shreps. Welcome to another episode of the Depths in Talent podcast. I gotta tell you, it's Good Friday. It's Good Friday. It is Easter Friday. Okay, guys. Welcome to the show. If you're watching us visually on YouTube, big up yourself. And if you're listening to us on those platforms, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Anchor, you know the sponsors, Automac, just keep tuning. You know the vibe. Okay. Let's start the show the real way. Let's do the intro the right way. You understand? Remember to follow Vibe in Depth in Talent Podcast on Instagram at depth_in_talent. Make sure you like the Facebook page. It is the Depth in Talent Podcast. Go over and like it. Make sure you subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Depth in Talent. You know the podcast traps go. We are also on Google Podcasts, so you can listen anywhere, anytime, anyway. Yeah. So let's start the show. I'm your host, DJ Ocho. If you want a feature, you can email DJ Ocho promo at gmail.com to get featured in our show. You understand? Let's start the show. So in today's episode, the topic is crime and music. Violence and music, you know, that's basically what we'll be discussing today on today, Good Friday. I hope y'all Friday went good. I hope your Friday went well. I'll do them all day lockdown here in Jamaica. I'm gotta tell you, not a thing I like. But due to the pandemic, we have to roll with the flow of the Prime Minister, the most honorable, Andrew Onus. You understand? I'm a rainbow. So let's just go on vibe. If you want to support the show, you can visit www.anchor.fm/dbad. That is dbadent/support. If you want to support the show and tune into weekly episodes of the show. So now, let's vibe. It's Friday. And it's also the first Friday in April. Thank the Lord that we are all alive. If you're watching this, that means you're alive until this month at this time. So give God praise and give God thanks. God is a big up to World Vibes Radio. If you listen to us on World Vibes Radio, you know, 8 p.m. each night on the radio. Yeah, I understand. So let's start the show the right way, right? To the rescue. So people have Red Label in my cup because you know it's Easter. It's Easter, so I'm drinking Red Label. Red Label wine. The Ray and Nephew Red Label wine. Yeah, understand. Go get it back right now. Oh, the places are closed. I had it stuck up from yesterday. Can you understand? You know, gotta say big up to my boy 50 Cent for the visuals on YouTube right now. Gotta say big up to Team Ups for the group for the sponsor. Also, gotta big up your spotlight for bringing the show live. So let's go into the show. Today's topic is crime and music. If you have any opinions or what you want to share, leave it in the comment bar, or make sure you link us up on any social media platform, inbox us, and we'll get back to you. Yeah. So welcome to the show. My name is DJ Brother Joe. So in today's topic, we are talking about crime and music because we are seeing that the Prime Minister of Jamaica is clamping down on saying that music, violent music, is what cause also bring crime forward in Jamaica. So that's basically what we are discussing right now in the studio. It's only me alone in the studio right now to discuss this topic because we don't have any guests right now to bring on the show or to talk to. So my viewers and listeners worldwide, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Do you think that music has one of the biggest impact on crime rate? Music has one of the biggest impact on crime in Jamaica. What do you guys think? So I saw Clarendon Events post a post the other day. I'm gonna check out that post right about now and tell you some of the comments, and also the Jamaica Star. I see Jamaica Star posted as well. And again, I'm just gonna read a few comments and let you guys know what these people are saying about the crime rate. What do they think about music having an impact on the crime? Before I even get into this video the right way, I'm just gonna share what they are saying. So let me see. I'm just scrolling. The internet is kind of slow. I'm just scrolling. Okay, so now I have found a post, and it's saying the headline says Oldness slams entertainers for violent music. So let me read some comments as the people them say what the people are saying about the artists. So this person at the top is saying Oldness, I don't even understand, move. He's saying Oldness move from there, you understand? And another comment say him go slam him dash and Lord Music TF do with people. So let me read a sensible comment. So another person is saying Andrew is trying to win back the people's trust in him after he failed then. I wonder if these people can spell the right way. After he failed them. Politicians no longer have control over bad men, so they are trying to find someone to blame for the poor approach to crime. He was the same one promised the people that they could sleep with their doors open. He's wicked prime minister to the Jamaican people. Another one say violent video games, violent music, violent movies are the problem. The problem stem from our culture, lack of opportunity, and fact that members of this country lack the basic skills of conflict resolution and reason. I find the attack on media to be a distraction. I listen to violent music, but I have the ability to reason that entertainment and reality are two different things. Sir Andrew, you need to address the root of the problem, cause a man sing about 3 murders last night and you ask him where him get inspiration from, and him I gotta tell you where him grow up and see. Dancehall has always been an artistic reflection of the reality of the artist. You understand? So another person said, I've always said Jamaicans needs social interventions than anything else. What social interventions have the government seek to implement for the previous generations, present and future? So our beloved Prime Minister, appoint a finger and yes, the government, whoever and whichever is responsible for the direction the country moves. Another person is saying, what a big joke. It appears as if the songs got violent right after the elections. The campaign was like a song clash for both parties. And now this. So another one says, so the getaway driver from the church shooting should tell the judge that the music influenced him to do the killing and see if him get less time. You can go court, go tell judge, say, a music cause it. I wonder if the prime minister know about Book G. I think he mean Pug G. Youths from lower income communities are suffering. Some can't even read, much less talk it out. Mother gone, father dead, etc. The social fabric of our country is decaying in front of our eyes. We need social interventions programs to help build an ethical society with family as the root ingredient. So I think I'm gonna leave it right here. Okay, so by fact of my thoughts about this music and crime and music, my thoughts on this crime and music with crime and music, as I'm saying right now, remember that Badman song has always been singing from back in the days. You understand? Probably them never gonna talk it out raw like now, but weapon songs have always been singing from back in the days, and not just now, and not just yesterday. It was singing from in the 80s. Probably Bob Marley never sing it. Probably Jimmy Cliff never sing it, but Badman song always been singing from the root of reggae. And not only reggae or dancehall, but also hip-hop music, rap music. You see me? Because if you realize, you know, some of the hip-hop songs, you hear about shooting and them thing there. And, you know, that's just some of the artists them. I think if an artist sing about real stuff, it would be better than them than singing about things that them are think about, them never do. But they are thinking about it. You understand? So I think if an artist sing about things they really do and things they go through and them way they are, things them seeing, I think I would really acknowledge that way more than they're thinking about it. Because some of the artists I know, some artists you hear, when them sing a gun song, when them sing, say them dash it much body, they are not lying. Some of them. But some, they never yet even see a dead body. They never yet even bust a gun. But they are singing about how much man them kill, how much man them shoot, how much man them dash with. And nothing don't go like that. You understand? So music is a factual thing. But I think the fiction of it is when they are singing about things which isn't real. But my perspective, person with lower self-esteem will take music as a motivation. You understand? Will take music as a motivation to bring them forward. So, I mean, people with low self-esteem, when them go hear a gun song about what and what, and them looking at the song and say, I know say that and that, I'll go on. Because I sang this song. Get couple, that and that, and that I'll go on. So, them persons with a low self-esteem, now go, can't, I believe, say, yeah, Me rate artists, artists I do that, so me I go do it. You understand? That person with low self-esteem, people that have self-esteem, I don't think they take those songs to another level and do the action. You understand? So it's primarily a proof that person with low self-esteem will take the songs as a to a different approach and take it physically. But I think that the artists are not the only factor of crime. I don't think the entertainment industry is the only factor of crime in Jamaica or in the world. You understand? I'm doing about all of this crime and music. Crime and music don't pay. You understand? If an artist is bad, it don't pay. Because they might do music and them end up get locked up. Or not even locked up. Some of them end up dead. You understand? So crime and music don't pay. You understand? If your artist pre the music, leave the crime. If you are pre-crime, you're pre-crime. Don't do music. You understand? That is the basic of the thing. But as I'm saying in this show tonight, I'm saying that persons, not only in the music industry, in the entertainment field. The entertainment field is not only the factor of crime in Jamaica or in the world. You have movies. You have movies that are beer killing guana and rob bank and do sniper shooting, ambushing, and them bag of thing there. Isn't it? We watch those in movies, and in those movies, y'all say, probably can't in a real life, and you go do it in a real life. You get a one papa, you get a AK, and you go do that in a real life. You understand? But based upon your mindset and your level of thinking, you will not do that. Because a person with low self-esteem and music can flim anything they see that is bad. If they have bad thoughts, easy to bring up bad thoughts. They are going to do that bad thoughts. You understand? If them watching a movie, even playing some of the games them, they see man it bust off. That is all that even help them to become the bad man today and help them to even bring crime forward. You understand? So it's not only music. You understand? If you should ask every man, if you should ask everyone of the killers why they ain't turn a killer, all of them supposed to have a reason. Because nobody now get up and turn a killer. So them have a reason why them kill, and them have a reason why them do that crime. You understand? It can be that them bloodline, but everyone has a reason. Nobody now get up and turn a killer. So you see me? Unless something happened, or something will groom them, or something will motivate them in a them way there. In a the negative way, negativity way. It's not a good look. It's a foolish look. But by thoughts, you know, it's not music alone. I'm seeing from what you see, them killing off the ladies them. Them killing off the ladies them. I'm touching that topic. Why I hear a lot of artists singing about them to stop killing off ladies from Olang, Jungle Justice, and it coming like that now help. So if the song, if music could have bring an influence in them weird, probably no man would have killed off a human them. You understand? That is what I'm saying. But on a big note, on a big note, you don't hear no artist singing about no crime, singing about no rape. You don't hear no artist singing about no man if you can rape a woman and kill a woman. No song doesn't go like that. So, how does music cause that violence? Because if they are saying that, this is caused by music, and I hear Popcorn drop a song and say, Jungle Justice for Rape a Boy Part 2, or killer. Young man killer them, and he's trying to let the artist, the person, the killer know that, and other male out there, other or the people out there that has that intention. He's trying to let them know that they should stop kill off the woman them. You see me? How will a woman do them? You see me? But if I hope that song really I make if music have the ability to make people do what's possible, I hope that is making them do what's possible and not kill off any woman or rape no woman or do what the song say. You see me? You understand? So let me take a drink. I don't know, because it's also a sad Easter. The Easter of COVID-19. The Easter of COVID-19 right now. It's not a good Easter. It's 1 year now since the novel COVID-19 has been in Jamaica. I understand. So, you know that we're not celebrating Easter the right way, because we couldn't go to church because the church them are locked on lockdown and them tough there. You understand? So, as I'm saying again, if music has the ability, I don't think music is I think about 9% or 10% of music has the influence on crime in Jamaica, crime in the world. You understand? But not a big percentage. That's not a big percentage as an influence. Because, as I'm saying, if you're trying to blame the music and you can't blame your government or blame who start the crime, who start hunger in Jamaica, hungry in Jamaica, who don't give work to people, that is why they might pick up the guns. That is why they might pick up the weapons. I mean, that is don't have nothing to do with music. Lots of these artists, lot of them. Why you don't see them pick up the gun is because them get a future in the music. Them get bust in the music and them weird. So, them low that. Them get a food. Them get their money. Them get their work. Them get their career. You see me? Why some of them youth here is doing crime is because they have a talent, but they never get employed, they never get a job, things happen, they never get the guidance, and etc. That is why then went this part. You understand? So, as you know, my name is DJ Arjo. Join me next week again, next Friday, for another episode of this show. I love you guys, Flo. My name is DJ Arjo. If you're listening to us on World Pass Radio, big up on yourself. No jokes. Gotta say big up to every crew that has it on the locked in. So we're gonna sign out right now. We're gonna sign out right now, the right here. You understand? Right here.
Good production. Listen to your friend. She want mash up your life, you know, in a sense. Babes, you have to understand.
This is a brand new cartel. You know the pre, you know Ruth. Yeah. These are just signing up right now.
You make your friend tell you send me off, girl. Hey, one them mad girl. Say don't call up me name. Me leave a cup on the lane. Much as you see a big deal. What she want for portray. Remember one time she tell you some of